flower that you're impressing that idea on. Do you know when you throw a pebble into the lake, the entire shoreline has been changed? If you throw a pebble into the Atlantic Ocean, the entire shoreline has been altered. You'll say, oh, not the Atlantic. Yeah, even the Atlantic Ocean. Do you know where our problem is? We cannot see with these physical things the change in the shoreline. But understanding lets us see the change in the shoreline. Van Gogh was asked how he did such beautiful work. He did it the same way Scott does it. I dream my painting, and then I paint my dream. Do you know you'll never buy an original painting? Why? The original's on the mind of the artist. Well, we're all working with the same power. Don Slovan sensed that I believed he could write the 5 million. I knew he could write the 5 million. That gave Don a little inspiration, and he started to think about it. He started to think of all the good things that would come to him, fame, fortune, everything. And he got emotionally involved. And as he put that idea in there, Don Slovan moved into a brand new vibration. He started to attract all kinds of different things to him. Do you think it's an accident when one person, one in sales, goes into their office and in their pigeonhole there are no messages, and another one goes in and there's 14 people wanting to buy something from them? Do you think it's an accident when there are two businesses side by side, one wins, one loses? I go to a barber shop down on Bayview Avenue, Tony's. I've been going there for 25 years, whenever I've lived in Toronto. Four doors away is another barber shop on Bayview Avenue. I have never seen anyone in that barbershop in 25 years. I've never seen one person. Now, I know someone goes in there. I know that because the person couldn't keep the doors open otherwise. Tony's, you always have to wait. And the other one, you would never have to wait. Now, someone would say, well, that'd probably be a good place to go. I don't think he'd cut it the way I want it cut. And I think there's a lot of people think, I don't think he'll cut it the way I want it cut. But why is it empty? Is it because I'm thinking that? No. It's empty because that's the way that man sees his barbershop. We had some people come into Chicago one time when I was working with the Nightingale Organization. They had a chicken restaurant in Ohio. It was out in the country. It was a great, big, beautiful white mansion. They sold more chicken dinners than any restaurant in the United States. People had come from three states away to buy from them. It's in the image. Now ask yourself, what kind of an image have you been holding? Have you been wishing good things would happen but think bad things would happen? You see, most people will let their present physical results control their way of thinking. They're emotionally involved in it. They think it's an accident that the same results keep reoccurring. That's no accident. If you've got a financial problem, if you've got a cash flow problem, if you've got a marital problem, that's what most people concentrate on. If a doctor takes a photograph of your body and then tells you you're sick and shows you you're sick, what's the person concentrate on? Sickness. What's the photograph prove? The photograph proves that the person has been concentrating on something wrong to move their body into that vibration. What should they do? They should ask for help. Where does it come from? There's only one source, and they see perfect health. Or they see prosperity. But the cynics don't believe this. And it's a strange thing, the cynics don't get results either. Quit letting your present results control your thinking. This power that I call God is in every one of us. And it's no more present in one person than it is in the other. Scott Duterte hasn't got any more of this power than Bob's got. Bob hasn't got any more of it than Reen's got. Green hasn't got any more of it than Dave's got. Every one of us are an expression of the same power. And when we really grasp this universal concept, we're going to realize that we are all essentially the same with the same powers. It's learning how to use this. I remembered how that went then. It says, because the time will most assuredly come, and the best and wisest know not how soon, when death, the leveler of all human greatness, will reduce us all to the same level. It's like burning the paper, isn't it? It's like boiling the water.